Bank of Israel through the chief rabbinate in Israel. And it's used in many, many instances. And I myself know of deals in the millions and tens of millions of dollars that Eter Iska is made for it. This basis enabled Jews to be very active in the commercial and mercantile field. It's one of the basic heterim, and it has been used, and it's been further refined today with the question of corporations, etc. All of these points have been raised, have been refined, have been dealt with, and it became the accepted way of Jews doing business. Again, that is an example of how the halacha, within the framework of halacha, the halacha is able to deal with whatever situation in life comes. You cannot just say, as other people unfortunately have said, well, that law is not practical, and therefore we'll just ignore it, and we'll do it the way it is modern. But rather, through halacha, a device has to be found. Now, I want to also conclude tonight by discussing an important event with you that, again, marks the end of the 16th century and the beginning of the 17th century. In the year 1556, the Pope of Rome was Paul IV. Paul IV was one of the most anti-Semitic, radically anti-Jewish popes in the history of the papacy. In the city of Ancona, which was a port in Italy, a large number of Jewish Muranos escaped from Spain and set up businesses in Ancona. And they did businesses with Venice and with Florence. They were merchants. They were very, very skillful merchants, great businessmen. And they were too good. That was the problem. They were too good because they aroused the enmity and the jealousy of their non-Jewish neighbors. And therefore, the non-Jewish neighbors came to the Pope, and they said, how can you tolerate in your own papal state that you have these Muranos who escaped from Spain, and then the moment they came under the protection of the Pope, they threw away their Roman Catholicism, and they proclaimed themselves to be Jewish, and they're running the show. The Pope immediately took action against the Jewish community. Not to do anything, because Florence and Venice needed the Jewish merchants. So the cardinals from Florence and Venice told the Pope to lay low. But the Pope was a true believer. I always recommend there's a small pamphlet, almost a book, I think it's less than 100 pages, by Eric Hoffer, called The True Believer. It's a study of religious fanaticism throughout the ages. And it shows what can happen if one does not see things in any sort of perspective. Paul IV was fanatic. He felt certain that he was going to gain the world to come on the backs of these poor Jews in Ancona. So he sent in the Inquisition, and 26 Jews were burned at the stake. For the Inquisition proved that these 26 Jews had converted to Roman Catholicism and then had relapsed into Judaism, which was a capital crime, punishable by execution by burning at the stake. And they actually had the execution take place in the square of the city. 27 Jews who could not withstand the trial